Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher we send peace and blessings upon نبي أكرم Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Welcome back dear viewers on your Madani channel. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Once again in the blessed company of our guest of honor, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari, Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. And without any further delay, let's greet him with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, Huzur?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. For the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And how about Mulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The discussion, dear viewers of Madani channel, is the horrible consequences of road rage.
Oh.
Allahu Akbar. The results of extreme anger behind the wheels and the results of that anger of course leads to many other channels, Mulana Sahib. In the light of Quran Pak and the blessed ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to discuss this issue and matter which is very hot currently, Mulana Sahib. Throughout the globe, it's not only a matter concerning South Africa, but rather wherever you go in the world, wherever you travel in the globe, you even have this problem as you are traveling by flight, whether it is by road. So inshallah, Azawajal, we would request our viewers of Madani channel to kindly sit back, relax, and enjoy this program by you, inshallah, learning some Madani pearls from this program for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for now, we're going to listen to Alam. Until we return, keep reciting durood and salat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin. هو خالقنا هو رازقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا رب العالمين
الله الله الله
صل على طه الأمين
الله الله الله
في كل وقت وحين
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے، اس کی اپنی شان ہے،
حسبی ربی جل اللہ، اللہ اللہ، ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ، اللہ اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، اللہ اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ،
راز دل کے جانے وہ،
اللہ اللہ،
بھی پہچانے وہ،
اللہ اللہ،
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ،
اللہ اللہ،
آسیوں کی آس ہے،
اللہ اللہ،
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے،
اللہ اللہ،
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے،
اللہ اللہ، حسبی ربی جل اللہ، اللہ اللہ، ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ، اللہ اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، اللہ اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ،
او اللہ دی آل مائٹی،
اللہ اللہ،
Protect me and guide me,
Allahu Allah,
through your love and mercy,
Allahu Allah, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Noor Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha Allah, Allah.
Who is the all-capable?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
The curer and the healer?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Who's the dominant all over?
Allah, Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allah, Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, اللہ اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، اللہ اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ،
آف ادر گناہ،
اللہ اللہ،
عالم بادشاہ،
اللہ اللہ،
یورکلرین پناہ،
اللہ اللہ، حسبی ربی جل اللہ، اللہ اللہ، ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ، اللہ اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، اللہ اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ،
اشت اللہ دردی می بوا لراما، رحم ایلے باشل گنا لرام، ہائے رائے لے ہم اکشم ہم صبح لرام،
حسبی ربی جل اللہ، اللہ اللہ، ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ، اللہ اللہ، نور محمد صلی اللہ، اللہ اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، اللہ
رب المشرقین ورب المغربین فبأی آلائی ربکما تکذبان، وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے، تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے؟ لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس، سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی؟
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Welcome back, dear viewers. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah by our honorable, respected Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib of Qari Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. And it has a special effect on the heart when you hear the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tanha kaun hai?
Allahu Akbar.
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے؟
اللہ
اللہ اللہ اکبر. سو اللہ عز و جل از اور کریئٹر, ہی از اور سسٹینر, اینڈ ایوری سنگل ڈے دس از دا موٹیویشن مولانا صاحب وی نیڈ وین وی ریز فرام دا بیڈ. Therefore we have Salatul Fajr in place.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. Therefore, SubhanAllah, the blessed pious predecessors have emphasized on the blessings of Tahajjud Salah.
Yeah.
All of these are in place to calm a person.
SubhanAllah.
To remove the anger. You have so many plans from the time you wake up in the morning till you go back to bed. When you wake up in the morning, there's no guarantee of us reaching work. But Mulana Sahib, we have commitments. I have to pick up this. I have to drop that. I have to fetch this. I have to take that. I have to deliver that. I got to do this. I got to do that. There is no guarantee of you being straight at work. Anything could happen. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Allahu Akbar. And there are many other unforeseen situations and circumstances that could occur when a person leaves his home. But look at the conviction and look at the confidence a person has, how motivated he is that I'm going to go to work and these are the activities I have for the entire day. I've got to go to the bank, I've got to fetch money, I've got to take money, I've got to give money, I've got to make money. Allahu Akbar. There's so many things you want to do. Yes, there's no guarantee whether you're going to reach work in one piece. Allahu Akbar. But what keeps a person motivated, Mawlana Sahib, is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this would be a great solution to our discussion, which we have right now on Madani Channel, the horrible consequences of road rage. It is road rage, Mawlana Sahib, that has caused many situations for many people out there. The Amini that are watching Madani Channel have never been involved in such cases before. May Allah Kareem keep you the way you are if you are not involved. But if you have ever seen road rage, Mawlana Sahib, this is what we are discussing. And this is what road rage, we all know, Masa. And together with road rage, defining rage itself, because every person has different types of rage, right? And the rage is actually demonstrated on the road. And therefore, this is a place to vent, should we say, Mawlana Sahib, for a person to show what anger he's moving with. So we do learn one thing, that it all depends in what mood a person left his home with before he has started that vehicle and car, whether he's going on a cycle, motorbike or vehicle or aeroplane, wherever he's traveling to. The thing is that what is the situation and the mood of the person before he embarks on his journey, Mawlana Sahib? And this is one of the reasons from where a person can determine as to why and how was I involved in such a situation. Because as I mentioned earlier, there are thousands of reports documented that have resulted into violence, accidents that have resulted into violence and bloodshed on the streets, children being involved, seniors being involved, you know, great personalities or recognized personalities in society with degrees also being involved. So is it ignorance? It is. Is it arrogance? What is the reason for these road rage that takes place, Mawlana Sahib? Can you please shed some light? Together with this, please also define what is rage itself, Mawlana Sahib.
Allahu Akbar. Rage is a very high degree of anger.
Allah.
And I actually would request that, inshallah, one of the days that on this show, we should have an episode regarding anger and the harmful effects of it as well.
Right.
That this anger that boils up within a person, and someone, a very high level of that anger and the expression of that anger is considered rage, right? And we often say a fit of rage. Okay. Why we say a fit of rage? That a person is in a fit of rage. That means they have let the anger get the better of them to the extent that they lose control over themselves.
So it's uncontrollable anger.
It's uncontrollable anger. And when this happens on the road, then it becomes extremely detrimental. Because in general, we know that the moment we get onto the road, the moment someone is driving a vehicle, now the chances of danger, the chances of someone getting hurt is already
high.
Because they're on a road, they're in a vehicle, and someone can get knocked. Many people lose their lives in accidents. So that is already dangerous. Now imagine going into a dangerous situation whilst you are not in control of yourself. How dangerous this becomes. Because usually you are in control, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Therefore, all is okay, Alhamdulillah. But when Shaitan gets the better of the person in the state of anger, and now the person who does not have control of himself is now controlling a vehicle. Now this becomes extremely detrimental.
A very good angle.
People can get hurt in this. A lot of bad can happen in this. But Huzur was asking, mashallah, that what causes road rage? You see, there are so many causes, really, of road rage. People do consider, or people think, that the road rage is just whatever is happening on the road has made someone angry, made someone, thrown someone into a fit of rage. The reality of it is that majority of the time, The road rage is not directly caused by that which is happening on the road. There's often a frustration that has been built up from events that took place previously to one jumping into the vehicle.
Right.
That means if someone is at home, he happened to get himself into a bad mood at home.
Right.
And in that state of anger, or with that anger bottled up in him, he then jumps into the vehicle. And then it just takes a little mistake from someone on the road, or a little bit of a crowd on the road, or some traffic that makes that bottle burst, and all of this anger tends to come out in that place that he had to keep himself calm and collected. And this is road rage. This is where it stems from something that comes before. We also must open our minds to see that things are not always the way they just appear to be.
Right.
Sometimes there are underlying causes that cause that rage. So it could have been someone leaving home in a bad mood. It could have been someone leaving work in a bad mood, or frustration and anger that is bottled up inside. And just on the road, shaitan causes the bottle to open. And that's when everything pours out. Allah protect us. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, Mawlana Sahib, you have mentioned a list of things that connect to road rage itself, right?
Right.
The result of this discussion thus far, Mawlana Sahib, has been that rage itself and anger itself, which is, of course, not healthy at all in Islam, from an Islamic point of view. There are places when you're supposed to show the anger, and there are places when you're supposed to control the anger.
Yes.
And Mawlana Sahib has introduced a very important point. A person who has no control of himself is actually taking control of the steering.
Allah.
The wheels. And this is the reason why it is often seen that people that go into this fit of rage, even before they have, you know, touched the road, in the sense of being on the highway or any freeway, so to say, Mawlana Sahib, people, it's reported to say that people actually in that state would even smash the person behind. Not even knowing that my own son could be behind, my daughter could be behind, someone else could be crossing, because you are in the fit of rage. Anger that is uncontrollable. And see what this anger would then do, that sometimes people drive through the wall in front and they don't even know they're driving through a wall, because the mind is so occupied with that which has disturbed the mind. So therefore, of course, the results will be that a person should be calm, he should collect himself together, he should bring himself together. And this will boil and result all the way down to sabr and patience, however, Mawlana Sahib, because what's often seen is that if a person who comes out of the vehicle, for example, as you said, somebody just came and tricked him on the road, or has caused him to go into the fit of rage because of that bottle just bursting, for example, and then he parks his vehicle, and these are the things which are noted, that a person will then open the door, and then he would then try and attack. Would then try and hurt the next person. In some cases, there are people who are double his age in terms of being a senior citizen, you know, of that area, of the country. In some cases, Mawsab, there are women folk involved, there are children involved. It becomes a chaotic situation where people are taking videos, people are making laughters of the situation, and then people are uploading such content, and others are viewing and seeing the vulgarism. And the amount of disturbing things that occur in the road rage is unbelievable. And the sad part is to see, Mawasab, that youngsters are involved in this.
Actually, Huzur, as per the stats regarding road rage that I looked up as well, that majority of those involved in road rage are youth. Majority of those, you see, in youth is a dangerous phase in life. It's a very dangerous phase in life, because you come with a lot of energy.
Right.
There's a lot of energy, but not a lot of wisdom at that point. So when there's a lot of energy, but not a lot of wisdom, then a lot of mistakes happen. Therefore, shaitan attacks the youth.
Right.
We must understand that this as well, this road rage is also a trick of shaitan. Because shaitan is taking one into his hand. Shaitan is taking one into his hand and he plays with him. Imam Al-Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, he also mentions this regarding that when the person is in anger, he's in rage, then shaitan plays with this person. Shaitan just plays with this person like a child plays with a ball, that wherever he wants to push him. So the moment that rage happens, then now shaitan uses him as a tool to put up that such that he makes a fool of himself in such a way that, as Huzur mentioned, people actually take their mobile phones and make videos of these people and upload that as entertainment. That other people look and they laugh at what a fool of himself he's made. Because he's in the hands of shaitan.
Allah.
When he's in the hands of shaitan, he will be a fool.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah protect us. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Together with that, also comes to point that a young person who's driving this vehicle, right? And sometimes we see that, you know, people who are double his age, somebody with a white beard who's crossing the road, somebody who's trying to get to the masjid maybe for salah. And it could be a good reason the person is leaving for. And we, on the other hand, you know, who can't have this in control, who can't contain our anger together, have caused a lot of disruption and destruction. Some people say that, you know what, everything is corrupted and there's corruption everywhere, so let me become part of the corruption. There are some who cause the rage due to this type of mentality, that if he believes that the laws of the country is broken, for example, ek mithal dene ke liye ki hum ek system ko follow karna chahte hain, bhai ghar mein ek system hota hai, school mein ek system hota hai, madrasa mein ek system hota hai, usi tarah the system and laws for everything. And some that believe that everywhere if there's corruption, so let me become part of the corruption since I cannot beat the corruption. Allahu Akbar. So this is the mentality some may have on the road. So you as a driver who left the home with this tawakkul in your heart that whatever happens, happens by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, I am a believer and a Muslim, and at all times I'm taught and I'm supposed to be calm. Subhanallah. I have left my home with this trust that Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant me sustenance. Subhanallah. What the Quran says about calming my anger, calming myself, being content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Together with that, how can I increase my level of tolerance? Subhanallah. How can I, you know, have this perseverance and oversee and overlook at the mistakes done on the road despite my energy that I have at this youth? Islam doesn't want you to use your strength and your muscles on the road. Islam wants you to use your wisdom and your brains. Subhanallah. And mashallah, this is what we learn from our akabirin. This is what we learn from our pious predecessors, that even from the books of ahadith, it is proven a strong man is he who doesn't, you know, stand in a fight, rather the one who walks away from a fight despite having the ability to show his strength. Subhanallah. He has the ability to fight back and take revenge if he wants to, or to fight back and show a point. He is right in his point, but he doesn't show his strength with his muscles. So a muscular person is not he who flexes his muscles at such a place, but rather a one who forgives despite having the ability to fight back. And this is what lacks in our society. It's only the teachings of Islam, if only we could bring into our hearts. Perhaps this could be you know, a solution for many problems and conflicts that we see that breaks all limits on the road, Mulana Sahib.
Actually, Huzur, at times people want to prove that point to show that I'm the bigger person. This person cut in front of me, I'm in the right, so therefore I must argue. But there are special glad tidings for the one who avoids argument despite being right. Then we want to show that, alhamdulillah, mashallah, I have a lot of taqah, I have a lot of power now. So I must show my strength, I must show my power. How dare someone do this? Then at that time, the shaitan got the better. Rasulullah said that the strong person is not the one who is strong in wrestling, who overpowers his opponent. He's the one who can control his anger. No one who can control his anger. So at that point, we must think that, am I going to behave like a strong person as per my definition or as per the definition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I'm going to choose the definition of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm going to make shaitan angry.
And gosh, we can make amal upon these madani pearls. Ameen, ameen. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, dear viewers, it's a very vast discussion, and there are many branches to this discussion of rage. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, always try and calm your family members. If you know a certain member of the family, we call them the person who maybe loses his mind very quick. There are terminologies used for such, you know, individuals. However, if you know that anything may trigger me and I'm a person who cannot contain myself thereafter, you got to know that if I'm behind the steering, behind the wheels, you know, transporting or taking my family with, and therefore if there's some situation in the vehicle or there's somebody who has upsetted you, subhanallah, we learn from the most merciful, subhanallah, from the one who has been sent as mercy unto mankind, Allahu Akbar, the one who is rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite having the ability, subhanallah, despite having the ability to show his quwwah, yani he is the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, all he has to do is make a dua against those people that has caused harm to him. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray for their hidayah, for their guidance. Therefore, he is our role model. Therefore, subhanallah, when you leave your home, program your mind and program yourself that despite anything provoking me to engage myself in such unnecessary situations, I will follow the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be the first to oversee and to make sabr. Subhanallah. Despite being right. Now, there are many people, Mawlana Sahib, that seen that even at the signals, you move away, you go away, and they will be screaming. And sometimes it could be, you know, a preacher, it could be a personality of high status, for example. And it's seen on the road because this is something that doesn't see, you know, the person, whether he's qualified or underqualified. From all walks of life, we see people losing their minds on roads, Mawlana Sahib. And this is, it boils down to the person's tolerance. And where our tolerance ends, that's where the tolerance of the beloved Nabi continues and starts. Subhanallah.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Where we think that the most tolerant person could, you know, take his tolerance to that level, Subhanallah. Wow. That's where the tolerance of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins from the
above. Wow, Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. It's just amazing. And to bring in that type of tolerance, study the blessed seerah of the beloved Nabi
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam, and you will have so many views in front of you and see Mashallah. The blessed life of our Aqa Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, filled with patience, filled with sabr. In fact, the patience of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Shuhada al-Karbala. So we learn that patience is very important, and patience, it is only patience. Many people, Mawlana Sahib, despite being right and did not react to the aggressive treatment being given to them on the road, have resulted in harmony and peace.
Wow, mashallah.
Many a times others came closer to Islam looking at the character of the brother.
Yes, subhanallah.
This became a reason for many people on the road, right there and then, to say, well, this is how Islam is, that this person is right and he doesn't even stand his ground, subhanallah. He is just seeking forgiveness as if it's his fault, subhanallah. Or he has the ability to fight back and prove his point, but he chooses to take the path of Islam, where
Mashallah.
You calm the person down,
Mashallah.
And
Huzur,
where you present your point.
Actually,
in a good way.
We are here in South Africa, and Huzur is witness to this as well, that in South Africa, the percentage of Muslims is actually very small. Majority of the country are not Muslims. And we often advise as well at masajid, and advise our friends and colleagues and so on, that our akhlaq, no matter where it be, our akhlaq is a da'wah, it is an invitation to Islam. So when we speak to people, or when we deal with people, up to even how we drive and how we behave whilst we drive.
Right.
This is our da'wah towards Islam.
Subhanallah.
This is us calling people towards Islam. As was mentioned now so beautifully, that if someone sees that we have incidents like this where people get upset with us when we are not in the wrong.
Right.
But at that point, if that person is very angry and we choose not to argue,
right,
what impression will this give of Islam?
Right.
It will give the impression that Muslims are forgiving people. Muslims are kind people. Muslims are loving people. Muslims don't want to fight. And this becomes a da'wah to Islam, that people now are attracted to Islam because they saw the akhlaq of the believers. They saw the akhlaq of the Muslims. We must always think, even if we are on the road, even if we are on the road and we are just driving, know that not just my words, but my way and my akhlaq and how I carry myself out must be a beautiful da'wah, a silent da'wah to the people to soften their hearts towards the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah. Excellent, Mawlana Sahib, excellent. So yes, dear viewers, we have learnt a list of things that we could practice upon, inshallah, azawajalla, and after which you yourself will find a difference. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Islam says to have patience, and the results of patience that Allah azza wa jalla is with the one who has sabr and patience. This is the outcome of patience and sabr, that Allah azza wa jalla will bless you and reward you. We have a beautiful video clip that we would request the viewers to watch, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikrullah. Zikrullah is so important. I asked a brother, and from whom I did not expect this answer. Mashallah. I'll be very honest, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this Islamic brother mentioned to me that, you know, it's difficult for, we are people that leave our homes in the mornings with intentions to make money and to make halal rizq and rosy.
Mashallah.
But every morning when I start my vehicle, the Briz Bhai, I recite Ayatul Kursi.
Mashallah.
And I recite the three quls.
Mashallah.
He was referring to قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ سُورَةُ فَلَقٍ and سُورَةُ النَّاسِ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ. So Alhamdulillah, the four quls, and he was mentioning Surah Falaq and Surah Nas is what he always recites before he travels. And he says, Tabriz Bhai, and day after, I leave the outcome of my day to Allah Azza wa Jalla, for he knows the outcome of my results. My work is to invest and to put in efforts, and the rest is to Allah Azza wa Jal, and we submit to Him on a daily basis. So He sent this to me, and I really did not expect such an answer from that Islamic brother who mentioned this to me, and it really motivated me. And I said, I'm going to mention this for the sake of motivation, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, that this is the reminder. There are so many verses or so many narrations which speaks about your protection, angels making dua for you, leaving the home in the state of wudu. How many people left their homes on a serious point, Mulana Sahib, with this niyyah that today I have to go to the bank and withdraw this money. I got to go and deposit this money. I got to do this payment. I got to do that. And they never made it back home. They have not made it back home. So many plans for the day after, for the week after, for the month and year after. Where all those plans went. So we plan is one thing, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best of plans. And therefore we believe and we submit and say, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the planner. So if we are motivated to think and believe in this strongly with conviction, our iman is there, but we need to remind ourselves that the Quran, which is the book of guidance, is right there for us.
Yes.
If only we knew the meaning, if only we knew that the contentment and the solutions for all of our problems is in the Holy Quran Pak.
Wow.
So what people will do, okay, right, fine. Now we will keep the Holy Quran Pak in the vehicle for barakah, since we can't have time to recite the Quran Pak. Will this bring about the blessings and come about, dear viewers of Madani channel? Will this enter into the heart of a person? One is to have iman and yaqeen. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا عَيْبَ فِيهِ. Yes, there is no doubt in this, and our iman is upon the Holy Quran. But dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a navigation for us through the fitnas of this time. This is as a guide for us to navigate and pass through all the hurdles and obstacles of this world and to reach the proximity and closeness of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Your solution for all your problems, whether it is debts, whether it is tension, whether it is depression, whether it is anxiety, whether it is mental issue, spiritual issue, or physical issue, or matter, whatever the problem is, the solution is in the Holy Quran. If only we would recite the Quran and then leave home and then see, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, even if a person was involved in some sort of unseen circumstances, situation, unforeseen situation, Mawlana Sahib, through the blessings of the Holy Quran, he will recall those verses that will remind him, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا
Allah.
Subhanallah, the summary of which is, verily after every difficulty, there's ease, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah, this will remind you when you are in some situation. So when you are behind that wheels, you will recall these verses. So why must you get anxiety and all hysterical behind that wheel and do your own things on the road? Follow the rules and continue. And if someone has disturbed that, aggravated you and provoked you, then subhanallah, the other ayah, Mawlana Sahib can advise us about anger, about calming the anger down if there's any ayah in the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah. Recitation of Quran itself is calming. Actually, one of the advices that I would request for viewers to also do is something that I also try to do, alhamdulillah. Right. And I found that it works for me, and therefore I'm sharing it with you as well.
Right.
One of the beautiful ways of calming yourself and keeping yourself calm whilst you're in the vehicle, whilst you are driving, is Allah Ta'ala has blessed us now that we have, these CD players, or we can listen to something in the vehicle. I've made it my habit to try to listen to Quran Sharif. Because Allah, it is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is constantly taking place. Your mind is going into the ayat of the Holy Quran. Your heart is feeling rejuvenated. Your iman is feeling refreshed. You feel good. So good that when little mistakes happen by others on the road, you don't let that allow you to fall down. You just continue feeling good. So you feel special. Alhamdulillah, there's a lovely feeling in the heart. And why not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where you're going to find the contentment of the heart. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That the hearts find contentment in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So busy yourself in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be by you reciting Quran Sharif, or it be by you listening to Quran Sharif, or it be by you reciting dhikr of Allah. Actually, something beautiful just came to mind now. A neighbor of mine mentioned to me that there was his daughter and her husband, they were driving. And Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, they met up in a very dangerous, very bad accident took place, in which Allah, his son-in-law had passed away.
Allahu Akbar.
But he says that his daughter was safe, his son-in-law passed away in that accident. But during those moments, the last moments of his life, he was a hafiz and he was giving his door to his wife. Allah. And he passed away in the state of reciting the Holy Quran.
Allah.
What a beautiful mouth.
Subhanallah.
That we want our mouth to come in the state of reciting the Holy Quran. Even if we be driving, we want our mouth to come in the state of dhikrullah, in the state of reciting salawat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what we must do whilst we are driving as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that the traveler, the one who is journeying, he is traveling, whilst remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal sends angels to protect him.
Ya Allah.
And the one who speaks foul speech whilst traveling,
he
listens to music or he does wrong whilst traveling, then the shayateen, the devils, they accompany him. We want to be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrounded by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to Quran. Read Quran, do dhikrullah, recite salawat. Inshallah, in that way we'll remain in the protection of Allah. And glad tidings, if our life must go in that state, then we will be listening to the Quran or reciting the Quran.
Subhanallah. Amazing, Mawlana Sahib. MashaAllah. Barakallah. Dear viewers, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is a great source of attaining blessings. And
yes,
through the blessings of Allah, dhikr, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes a shield in situations like this for a person. Throughout the day, even when you answer the call of nature through the blessings of making a dhikr, prior to that, even shayateen and jinns are unable to see and affect such a person.
No,
subhanAllah. This is the power of Allah dhikr. And this is the same dhikr which does not keep our tongues moist all day long. Allahu Akbar. Our tongues are busy making ghibah, backbiting about people. We're in the car, we have long distance to undertake and to cover. In that time, you could have recited 1,000 darudipa. Instead, we said, we are so bored. Just listen to Astaghfirullah, some haram music. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or a person said, let me engage in some type of conversation to hear the stories of other people. The Quran says, wala tajassasu, don't dig for faults, and we spend hours so that our journey could pass and we don't feel the journey. Allahu Akbar. So this is the time pass that we choose, whereas the salihin and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla will find and look for places where they could stop to make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, where they will make dhikr as they are journeying, as Mulana Sahib has even mentioned. So they will spend their journey, making tilab of the Holy Quran Park, finding spots and places where they would perform salah, and remember those places, that this was a place where I performed salah. When we go past sceneries, we remember the places where we had picnic, Mulana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. The pious predecessors will keep places where they had made Allah's ibadah.
Subhanallah.
Therefore, when you go for Umrah, you go for some maqamat, we see this is the place where certain Prophet of Allah read two rak'at salah.
Wow.
This is the place where certain Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or Sahabi of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had journeyed to, and this is where he made aram to make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Wow.
So yes, dear viewers, now let's listen and watch this beautiful clip that we have for our viewers, the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, none other than by our respected honorable Yahya At-Tari
Sallamahu Al-Bari.
We will be back just in a moment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, show me the right path of Allah.
Zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal removes poverty. One who does zikr of Allah always receives divine mercy. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal said, when a bondsman does my zikr, I am with him. If he remembers me in loneliness, so I also remember him alone. And if he does my zikr in any gathering, so I do his zikr. I mention him in a better gathering than this. If he gets closer to me one span, my mercy gets close to him one arm. And if he gets one arm close to me, my mercy gets two arms close to him. And if he comes to me by walking, my mercy comes to him by running. Allahu Akbar. Another good deed that makes a person deserving the divine mercy, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, is fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. By virtue of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, it becomes easy to refrain from sins. Fear of Allah Azza wa Jal gets a person to ponder over the hereafter. The one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal will get two paradise. One who fears Allah Azza wa Jal will be bestowed upon the palace of green pearls. The part of the face through which the tear fall out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that part becomes haram on Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Nadr bin Saad rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, if tear flow from someone's eyes out of divine fear, Allah Azza wa Jal will make his face haram for hell.
If tear flow on his cheek, so on the day of judgment, neither will he be disgraced nor be oppressed. If a sad person weeps amongst some people out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, so due to his weeping, Allah Azza wa Jal also extends mercy to other people. Every deed will be weighed except the tear, and a drop of tear extinguishes the oceans of fire.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honestly, how many of our viewers have now made niyyah after watching this beautiful silsila, especially this clip, subhanallah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. See how the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers a person in the shade of mercy as he travels through different situations in life. Subhanallah, one thing comes to mind, Mawlana Sahib, is that since we know the dua of musafirs are accepted, yet many of us don't use this opportunity.
Yes.
Many of us don't even request any person who's traveling to that distance which makes him a musafir. But the truth is, a traveler should never be heedless of the supplication, because as long as he is traveling, his supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is accepted.
Subhanallah.
In fact, his supplication is accepted until he returns back to his home.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar. So why wouldn't one to take opportunity or use this chance he has? Likewise, the supplication of the oppressed and the supplication of parents in favor of their children are also accepted.
Yes.
There's a beautiful narration with regards to this, as Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, three kinds of supplications are granted. There is no doubt in their acceptance. Number one, supplication of the oppressed. Number two, supplication of the traveler. And number three, supplication of a father for his son.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So if you're a father traveling, make dua as you are traveling. Why be stressed about the problems that we are going through? In fact, use that opportunity to say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are the one who accepts the du'as of those who are travelers. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, make me a traveler in your path.
Ameen.
Seek this dua and make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Together with that, ask for Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive our sins and to remove all your difficulties through the barakah and blessings of making dua, inshallah, and having yaqeen that Allah is the one who answers supplication. He says in the Holy Quran, wa asirru qawlakum abijharu bihi innahu alimun bi dhati sudur. Allahu Akbar. If we recite Surah Mulk every night before going to bed, subhanallah, you will pass this verse in the Holy Quran. And Allah says, the summary of which is, whether he calls out to me aloud or softly, Allah is aware of what's in your chest, in your heart. Subhanallah. So supplicate to him consistently and you shall see the results of the supplication, especially if you are a traveler, dear viewers of my channel. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So let's go all the way back as we are about to end the program. Let's start again from the beginning and recap what we have discussed, Mawlana Sahib, mashallah. Some beautiful points on anger itself. You have mentioned that rage and the fit of rage and the uncontrollable anger results to what we see on the road, right?
Yes.
How can one contain his anger? What are the situations? Of course, we have different views of things that aggravates a person to get into that fit of rage. But Mawlana Sahib, anger itself in general, as we said that there are different types of rage, right? Rage is one situation, but a person who rages in his home, in front of his children, in his family, a person who rages in front of his teachers, asatidha, in front of his colleagues and friends, or in his business place with his staff, so on and so forth. What is the solution for anger itself in general?
May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. We don't want to become the tool of shaitan. We don't want to. So it's important to remember that when we get angry, we have certain things that we should do. In fact, our deen is so beautiful. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when you become angry, when don't get angry. But if you feel that anger is overcoming me, then there are certain things that we should do. So this too can be applied to road rage. Well, not directly, not all directly in the car whilst you are driving, but think, road rage is not just caused by what happened along the road. It stems from that frustration that built up from before it. So if we felt that we were angry, we were not in a good mood, we were frustrated before we jumped into the car, then don't jump into the car yet.
Right.
It's not yet time. Whatever it is that we need to do, let it wait a moment. That could save us from a lot of difficulties. Let it wait a moment. And if you are not fasting, subhanallah, and you are angry, then drink some water. Drink a little water and you see that you will cool down. Because when a person is angry, shaitan is flowing in his veins. Shaitan is jinn made of fire. You feel the heat within you when you are angry. the cheeks get hot. People say he's red hot because the cheeks get hot. The ears get hot. He feels extremely hot in this anger because shaitan is pumping in his veins, calling him towards wrong. So at that time, if you are not fasting, drink a little water. Beautiful solution. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, you're angry, if we get angry, perform wudu. Perform wudu, and as we perform wudu, that will calm down, it will cool that anger. And you will see that after you perform wudu compared to before you performed wudu, there's a very big difference. Then if the wudu, after performing wudu, there's still some anger, take 2 more minutes, perform 2 rakat nafil salah. That when you place your head on the ground in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will realize that really I'm very small. I'm nothing, I'm no one to even become angry.
MashaAllah.
So subhanAllah, that will calm us because it will remind us of our roots, that we are very small in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can I now get very angry and furious? Then majority of the time, you have some need that's not fulfilled due to which you're getting angry. So you could be hungry, you could be thirsty, you could need sleep. These are not states that you should be jumping into a vehicle in.
Right.
So if you are hungry, have a little to eat after reciting Bismillah in the Sunnah manner, eat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, when that need of hunger or that need for food is fulfilled, you will be calm. If you were thirsty, have something to drink. And if you required sleep, take a little while and have a rest.
Mashallah.
Really, that little rest will bring rejuvenate you in such a way that now you'll become so much more capable to tolerate little mishaps that may happen. You will find it easier to make sabr. And that sabr lies, in that lies the key to our success, in that lies the key to happiness, in that lies the key to us avoiding dangerous situations. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq.
Ameen. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So Jazakallah Mulana Sahib for these beautiful and amazing advices. And if only we could reflect on these Madani pearls given in this program, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's all for our betterment, it's all for our reformation. And in general, anger is never the solution to our problem. Ghussa karne se mamlaat bigadte hain. We try to contain those problems, it's never going to be contained, it's going to go out of control. And in the state of anger, you did not only risk your life driving fast and picking up speed and breaking the rules of the road, but rather you risk your entire family if you're traveling with them. You have risked the lives of others on the very same road because of that anger or that egoism or that ghussa which you are showing some person because he has overtaken you, for example, or maybe because you are in some other situation. Think about these possibilities, and for many people it's there, but that anger still makes you go through all of that. I don't care what's going to happen today, I am very upset and I'm going to do this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla grants us death with iman.
Ameen, ameen. Huzur, while we're speaking, I'm just thinking about all that we spoke about today, mashallah, and that we listened to. And we listened to this beautiful clip just now regarding the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's taking me back a little bit. I just want to share it and let's we all come into it, inshallah. A few times or many times, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with the opportunity through Dawat Islami that we traveled in Madani Qafila. And when I think of the travels that we have done in Madani Qafila, the travels were such that they didn't allow space for road rage. Why I say this is because when we left for Madani Qafila at the Madani Markaz of Dawat Islami, and different Marakis we've left from, alhamdulillah, and as we left and we jumped into the vehicle, Islamic brothers gave us the mindset that make good niyat, you'll be traveling for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together we recited the dua. One Islamic brother recites it aloud and everyone repeats. So you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whilst we were traveling, there was encouragement that was given to do dhikrullah together in the Madani Qafila whilst traveling to the, we haven't reached the destination yet. Islamic brothers were reciting Naat Sharif of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouragement to recite salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite Quran, that when everyone is doing their own, you know, if it's a long journey, some Islamic brothers would sit and recite Quran Sharif. In fact, I saw a beautiful clip recently on Madani Channel that an entire group was coming from one area to another, and they gave them targets within the train to recite one juz, one para each. This is the barakah of Madani Qafila, that you will start to recite Quran. Now, when your journey is going like this, that you started it in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You went through the journey in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you reached the masjid that you were supposed to reach, that is your destination, you jumped off, you went into the masjid, and you performed 2 rakat of tahiyatul masjid. The beginning, the end, and the middle of the journey was all in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the space for shaitan to run through the veins? Where is the space for rage? Really, the practical way to implement all of this and to see all of this, how it's implemented, this entire discussion is really, we extend the invite. Find out from your Madini Marakas close to you when the Madini Qafila is leaving. Join it and you will see the practical way of implementing all of this.
SubhanAllah. Excellent. Really, really appreciated. We have just heard, this is the system of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami, that this is how we journey and undertake journeys in Dawat Islami, SubhanAllah. I also recall myself in such situations where for 5 hours, the Madani Qafila that traveled for over 500-600 kilometers spent their entire journey in the dhikr of Allah. And trust me, dear viewers, this is the way we should be doing. Instead of talking about other people with our family members in the vehicle, instead of talking about other situations, with your family, make the dhikr, recite the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, during a journey, if you find these are the etiquettes of a person, that he sees someone who's elderly than him, give him way.
Wow.
Give him way to overtake. If you feel that he wants to rush and a person wants to become stubborn on the road, there's also another situation where road rages are caused. So don't become stubborn, rather give way to the person behind who is maybe in an emergency and he has to go. Or maybe he's not in an emergency, but he is doing the wrong thing. Do not become part of that wrong. Give way and avoid the situation. Avoid the problem. Step away from situation instead of getting involved in those problems. Allahu Akbar. These days, Maulana Sahab, cars are made with top facilities.
Right.
From leather seats to warm seats in winters and the air conditioning situations, as compared to 1,000 years back when people had to ride on camels and horses and undertake 3 days and 4 days journey. Allahu Akbar. There's more rights for them to go into the fit of rage due to the heat and all of that. Despite us having all those facilities and comforts in our vehicle, and the distance which takes for several days is shortened to hours, Mawlana Sahib. Despite this put in place, we still lose our mind.
Allahu
Akbar. So we don't appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In other words, appreciate this ni'mah that if Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you a beautiful mode of transportation that you own, SubhanAllah. Thank Him and do not take or do not risk your life with that and the lives of others by doing things for which you will, you know, face embarrassment or shame thereafter. We should always often seek repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, seek forgiveness often, dear viewers, make tawbah. And this is also in Dawat Islami, that before we undertake any journey, we make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we do tajdid iman. We renew our iman, and this is very, very good thing to do, to recite the kalima before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. In fact, all day long, how many times you could make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, recite kalima tayyiba, kalima shahada. You could recite all these kalimat, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and keep your tongue clean and purified through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Sahib, we say once again, shukran for joining us on the program called Reformation of the Ummah. And this is the way of a Muslim, subhanallah. In the next program, we shall speak about the times in which a person should leave and travel. Of course, there are some guidelines of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there's less chances of road rage and problems and such situations. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wherever you travel, travel with the love of Allah azza wa jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep those examples right before your eyes of the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you could be guided throughout your journey of this lifetime and the hereafter, inshallah. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember the slogan of your Da'wat Islami. This is our maqsad and mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.